Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalist controllers are a bunch of bullies. They're trying to intimidate us, letting us know they're spying on everyone, trying to get us to shut up and knuckle under to their criminal activity. It's time to send these creatures packing. It's time to let them know that we know that they're the crooks and they're going to be exposed. Let's go to Chris and then Brad and then Chris, and then I'm going to get back into the news. There's a lot of it. Poll, Cheney less popular than OJ. Another poll, 72% of troops want out of Iraq. We'll cover it all. More on the Iran situation. I will cover these articles. It's very important we get to them. Chris in St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Well, I just have a question. If you've heard much about the Missouri sex offender legislation that's out right now, someone just Representative Schaaf in Missouri actually is trying to pass legislation that allows for warrantless searches of people on this sex offender database of the houses.
I know they've done similar things around the country. Number one, these people shouldn't be out of jail.
Mm-hmm. Well,
number two, they've widened it so incredibly that then some of the people are innocent. Number three, they always do this stuff with an unsavory, degenerate group that nobody likes. Then they expand it out from there. And, yes, I have read about it, and I'm against it.
And actually, the reason I was calling was because I was out at a bar with a friend of mine this weekend. We were just having a couple drinks, and he works for a software company that just got a state contract to help work on this sex offender database. And he was telling me, I mean, this is just from, you know, I don't have any documentation, it's just from him, but he was saying that the, like you were saying, a lot of these people are innocent and that these controls on these databases are really weak and that people can get put on these sex offender databases.
Sir, you can, I mean, I've probably seen conservatively, and I don't even, you know, that's not even the main news we cover here, but I've probably seen 100 articles in the last 2 years where, admittedly, it's a 17-year-old captain of the football team. His girlfriend is a 16-year-old junior. He's a senior. He gets her pregnant, and then he's on a sex offender database for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I saw that story,
well,
too.
It's all I've seen that story duplicated time and time again.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, it needs to be tightened down to real scumbags, mm-hmm. and then real scumbags need to never get out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Real perverts, real child kidnappers, real, you know, in fact, I always read about school teachers who do this stuff to kids, and then they get a first adjudication, they're on probation, and they get moved secretly to another state. Did you know in Texas, school teachers don't have to be in that database?
I did not know that.
Yeah, oh, it's sick, man. It's so sick. It's so incredible.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, it just seemed like it's a control tool. Like these people, they want to get as much information of you, about you as they can. And it seems like
they build the databases on the scum. And there's a bunch of cases of this. They start the programs with a scum group,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll move it to alcoholic drunk drivers. Then we'll move it to people who didn't pay their debt. See, it's for everybody, sir.
Yeah, and it seems like that. It just seems
sir, with the new national ID card with the national sales tax
mm-hmm.
being pushed as the fair tax by Bortz and others, and this is official, everything you do will be tracked, brother.
So do you think this is just kind of starting to put that system in place? Because he said
it's already in place. It's just legitimizing it slowly.
Because he was saying that people can get put on these databases for crimes that aren't, you know, that aren't listed, like
yes.
simple sexual harassment at work.
Yes.
You know, things like that.
No. See, they change it from sex offender to sex crime. And
yeah.
yes, sir, a civil conviction in some states, it's big in England, for sexual harassment gets you on the database.
I just want to let you know that I think you're doing a great job. I bought your videos. I think they're wonderful, and trying to let everybody I know, you know, get informed.
Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate your call and your support. It's that purchase of the videos that makes this broadcast possible. Remember to support the affiliates as well. I'm so proud of all these wonderful affiliates. God bless them. All right, we'll be right back. Take some more calls. Next up is Brad from L.A. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're not just on your AM or FM dial. We're also on Global Shortwave, WWCR, day and night, and on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, I'm really proud of the job that all of my team are doing. We have a new crew member here, Aaron, here in the Austin offices. We have offices, folks over in London and in Sheffield, England, but and as well down in Louisiana, folks that are on the team. But Aaron is taking over JonesReport.com. JonesReport.com, one of his many duties. And he's updated the links, and we're going to make it kind of a subject-oriented website. Vaccines, aspartame, government-sponsored terror, 9/11, just a smattering of top issues that are really important for people to know with top headlines every day up at the top of the page, hence their top headlines. But it's kind of double entendre there. So, JonesReport.com, a site that I've just kind of had sitting out there forever, never really promoting, JonesReport.com, get ready for it. It'll have some of its own exclusives every week and a lot more, and we're proud of the work he's doing. He'll also be working on PrisonPlanet.tv, uploading more videos, more films, more material, more mini-docs, more local TV show reports. More in-studio interviews to PrisonPlanet.tv, so it's good to have him on board with us. I'm going to take two more calls, and I'm going to get back into news, and we'll go back into calls. Brad in L.A., you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
One question and one opinion from you, please. I just finished a book called The Sanctus Germanus Prophecies, the event leading up to the year 2012 by a guy named Michael Mao. You read the book?
No, I haven't read it.
Do you know anything about the whole idea of Sanctus Germanus or Saint Germain? Have you ever heard about this?
I don't know about Saint Germain. I don't really get into the more archaic or Byzantine or let's just say nebulous issues in the world.
Okay.
I have been to Chichen Itza, and I have been to, I don't know, four or five other, more than that, actually, ruins. I've actually read quite a few books on Mesoamerica, and I even took some university classes on it. So I know all about 2012 and the Mayan calendar. I do not know how that integrates in with some type of Catholic dogma.
I will, you know, for whatever it's worth, I'll just give you this. They seem to be this group, or whatever the hell you want to call it, seem to be kind of the antithesis to the New World Order group. It's the same idea that all these principles have been passed up for, you know, centuries and centuries, and these guys, the quote-unquote Saint Germain group, is actually working in the same way as the NWO folks, but just on the opposite end of the spectrum. And it's interesting because, it kind of gives you a little hope that, you know, yes, the NWO people are working as hard as they possibly can, but, you know, on the other end of that spectrum, there are these people, and they're working in the same way, just on the other end. So for whatever it's worth, I Googled and got some information on it. It was interesting. So my question for you is, given the fact that it's becoming more and more visible to people who didn't get it before, that our government is doing all this on purpose. I mean, Dubai, Iraq, India just this past week, and now Cheney.
Yeah, they're going to let them really have a nuclear arms race with Pakistan now.
It is.
With
scary.
Our government selling both sides, yeah.
But
Iran's done nothing. They've got to be attacked. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But don't tell the general public that, because that will not the minority that wants war, because they don't want to be confused with the facts.
Well, and they also, you know, the government has to prep us too. So it's interesting. On the McLaughlin Group this past Sunday, Pat Buchanan actually called it. Of all the wacky people to call it, Pat Buchanan actually came out and said, "I predict an invasion of Iraq by October." And the rest of the group went very, very silent.
You mean Iran?
Excuse me, yes, thank you, Iran.
So the
question is, you know, now that things are so out in the open and that people who didn't get it before are starting to get it, how do you talk to them? You know, how do you talk to the blind about getting vision without scaring the hell out of them? You
well,
know what I mean?
Well,
I think a lot of people are on the fence, and it's got to be handled rather, not delicately, but you can't just throw a bunch of this, you know, facts at him. It'll scare the hell out of him. How do you?
Well, they need to be scared, brother.
Believe me, I know. But you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's like an ostrich. If you scare it too bad, it's just going to jam its head back underneath the sand. We need to push as many
people. You know, the ostrich
over.
Really does that to hear vibrations, and to be able to.
I should have known to try that one with you.
And to have over the. I mean, I'm sure you knew that. Listen, thanks for the call. No, but I mean, I still use the analogy too of sticking the heads in the stand instead of being the eagles in the air. Look, going back to your 2012 business, you know, we hear that it's going to be the end of the world. I wouldn't believe anything the Mayans or any of those other cultures had to say. I mean, give me a break. And I don't want to get emails going, how dare you bash a culture, you're a xenophobe. I don't like the Nazi culture. I don't like the Soviet Russian culture. I don't like the communist Chinese culture, okay? The Nazis had a culture of death and black uniforms and killing people and war and scams and corruption. That's a corrupt, degenerate culture. And the Mayans, give me a break. They had a corrupt priest class that dominated and enslaved their population and engaged in ritualized warfare and would kill tens of thousands of their own people on a routine basis. And they were totally hopped up on hallucinogenic drugs, and they were totally satanic, for lack of a better term. I mean, that's what they were. And they believed that thousands had to be sacrificed, and there had to be this big bloodletting, or the gods would wake up from their dream, and then the dream would end, and our reality would end. And I talked to a Mayan scholar, actually, when I was just down in Mexico a few months ago for a few days, and way down on the Guatemala border, and he was talking about it. He said, well, and we don't really believe it totally, and it's just that they wake up, the whole existing order dies. I mean, give me a break, folks. Please give me a break. I just, we have all these real things to deal with, and to put all of our stock in a bunch of devil-worshipping heathens. They didn't believe in a devil, Alex. They ate their children, okay? That's the devil, okay? I don't care if they think that's cute and funny. The Nazis aren't cute and funny either. And so that's where I stand on that. And I hear this thing about Nocera. I get these emails. Oh, Alex is bad. He won't talk about Nocera. There's secretly a group in the government who know there's martial law and are defeating it underground. Everything's okay. That's the we're going to be raptured next week crowd. Don't worry about it. And, you know, we hear, oh, there's really a good group in the Illuminati fighting for enlightenment. The Illuminati recruits inside elite circles by claiming, oh, we have to be secretive, we have to be quiet, we have to have secret power, because we're really guarding this hidden knowledge, and we're fighting another dark group. And then they test you and see if you're really evil, and over time test you and see if they can turn you to what they're trying to do by claiming they're part of some elite enlightened group. Very, very dangerous. The whole New Age thing, very, very dangerous. And look, people are off on, and you know, it's all about being inside their own minds, and they're saving the world by themselves, and they don't want to hear it from you. Oh, they're on the path, and they just don't get it, and they're on a power trip. And you really can't help them. Are there good people in government? Certainly. Are there good groups in government? Yes. But they're not multi-thousand-year-old secret guilds that guard it. Some of the low-level functionaries may think they're part of that secret guild, but that's all Illuminati. That's how they recruited George Washington and others. See, they tried to recruit him and others as they saw them rising in power against the crown. Then later Washington and Jefferson found out about the scam, spoke out against it, wrote books, wrote letters, said Masonry had been taken over, said they were trying to co-opt them. You see, there was a revolutionary fervor rising in the 1760s, 1770s. The Illuminati already existed. It wasn't founded in 1775, 1776 by Weishaupt and the Rothschilds. They were just trying to control all sides, just like they controlled Napoleon and they controlled the British in that war, and were manipulating the outcome, selling weapons and loans to both sides. Well, it's the same thing with trying to infiltrate revolutionary movements. You don't think that hasn't happened to us here? All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris, and then in Arkansas, and then we'll come back and cover news. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've got a movie in front of me, and it's called Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation. It was put out by Columbia TriStar Entertainment, and it's got Renee Zellweger in it and Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
The reason I say
I haven't seen it, but I saw ads for it like 6-7 years ago when it came out.
I think it says it's in 1994 is when it came out. I might be wrong.
Boy, time has really flown by. Okay.
You're probably wondering why I'm saying all this. The reason is it's just bizarre. It's almost laughable how bad the acting is. It's not even really scary. But it's extremely bizarre because they make several references to the Illuminati in it. And they plug it in for like 2 or 3 minutes at a time, and they talk about a secret group that's basically controlling this guy with a chainsaw, and, you know, they tell him.
Yeah, that's because those individuals, from what I know, are aware of the New World Order. They're trying to slip it in. I don't think they're trying to do it from a nasty point of view.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you
And that's not true. I was watching HBO once, and I watched about 10 minutes of it, and I was laughing at it. It was really stupid.
Yeah.
Nothing against Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was the best part of watching the whole movie, but it's just laughable how bad the acting is. But
he's got that neck brace on. He was like going, like snorting at the dinner table. That's the part I saw.
Yeah, he had some kind of leg device that was mechanical. I don't know if they were trying to throw that in with the, you know, mechanization and the dehumanization of humans. I don't know what kind of point they were trying to make with it, but it was...
Well, you know, that's all based on a true story.
Well, oh, yeah. It's extremely bizarre, though, how they threw the Illuminati in there into the plot line. Just wanted to tell people about that. Go rent it and watch it, because it's extremely bizarre how they put the Illuminati in there. That's really all I wanted to say.
All right, my friend. I appreciate the call, Chris. Watch out in them backwoods for Leatherface. We'll be right back.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
New national poll out. Cheney less popular than O.J. Simpson. How low is 18%? This was a headline in the Washington Post on March 5th. The 18% is the support rate Vice President Dick Cheney has from a public opinion survey conducted by CBS with a error of plus or minus 3 points. So it could be as low as 15 or as high as 21. The Washington Post included the support rates of notoriously famous people to prove how low 18 is. Michael Jackson, who was allegedly of sexual harassing an underage boy, an American football player, O.J. Simpson, who caused a huge clamor for being suspected of murdering his wife in 94, each maintained 25% and 29% favorable impression rates, respectively. Richard Nixon maintains a 45% support rate. It goes on. The only less popular vice president is Paris Hilton, the female actress Hilton, who is a heiress of the global hotel chain Hilton Group and who has a blonde party girl image, only got 15% approval rating. The paper wrote, a conclusion factor is that 35% of those polled refused to answer the question, and added, these people may be the last supporters of the vice president, but could help to reverse his popularity rating. And again, he's just a puppet. They can have Cheney and Bush carry out the globalist operations, and after 4 or 8 years, they remove them, put in new puppets, the Democrats all defend them, takes 5 years to wake the Democrats up. Republicans see every bit of corruption the entire time, just like Democrats see all of Bush's corruption but can't see their own party. It's like, oh, I love Bill Clinton, he's so good. Oh, but he's part of the Porch deal. Well, that's okay. Oh, but I hate Bush for it. You know, it's just mindless partisanship. They all are owned by the same individuals. Here's another poll. Troops to Bush, get us out of here. And Dave Lindorf is writing about this big poll. Well, now we have it. If you're one of those people with a yellow support the troops magnet on your car, you might consider doing what 72% of those troops in Iraq want, which is to go home. You might not know it if you get your news from TV or your local paper, or even if you read the New York Times, but skip the opinion page. Zogby International, a leading polling organization, one of the best, just did a major poll of 944 American soldiers and Marines in Iraq and found that nearly three-quarters of them thought the U.S. should exit Iraq within a year. More than half thought the U.S. should leave within 6 months, and 29% said the U.S. should leave immediately. That's what the commander-in-chief and the vice president, both of whom avoided having to fight in Vietnam, like to call cutting and running. The Zogby poll results should be big news, but it didn't make most of the mainstream papers or the major TV news programs. It did make Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com last Friday. A spokesman at Zogby said, philosophically, this is the kind of story that has a long shelf life. These are the sort of kinds of opinions that shift up and down rapidly. They are strongly held opinions being expressed by troops who we interview. So these are not the kinds of opinions that shift up and down rapidly. Well, don't expect to hear that anywhere. The troops want us to stay. The troops won't finish the job, Alex. Shut up, you dirty commie. But actually, Bush has spent more money than all presidents combined. It's for a war. No, most of it isn't. It's big government programs. He doubled the size of the BATF. Liar. He was for the assault weapons ban. Here's a mainstream news article. That's a lie, too. And then they finally hear that he did it. All right, well, we need to. We need to. You don't care about America. You care about toadying around that Kennebunkport, Maine, fake Texas. You like watching him on the cowboy set strut around when he's afraid of horses. I mean, it's just all fake. And I, for one, am sick of it. All right, really serious news now. For about 100 years, they've had instruments that were delicate enough to record the radiated output of the sun from ground measuring stations on the Earth. And for the last 30 years or so, they've had high-tech satellites garnering the data. And what we know is volcanoes have a lot bigger effect on our atmosphere and global warming or cooling than all the cars and all the chemicals and all the petrochemicals ever have and ever will. That's just actual mathematical studies, okay, the facts. But the globalists are going to use it as hysteria to give us all sorts of global taxes on fossil fuels that have nothing to do with stopping global warming, which we're definitely in the middle of climate change, but some areas are getting colder, some are getting hotter, and that's the human cycle. You know, 6,000-year-old histories talk about that. Well, this is out of Reuters, and this is scary. This is scary because we had the biggest sun cycle recorded in the last 100 years. The last 11-year cycle ended about a year ago and got worse. It didn't get better. And now they're saying it's going to be 50% stronger, it looks like. We'll tell you about this when we get back. It is big news because it triggers volcanoes, it triggers earthquakes, it triggers global warming. Yes, the sun, thousands and thousands of times bigger than the Earth. And it's heating up. It's getting bigger.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
So the sun is going, I want to say critical, but it doesn't look good. But don't worry, they're going to have you blaming your car for it. The sun's mass is around, this is according to NASA's website, 333,000 times Earth's mass. An object at the sun's surface would weigh 28 times as much as it does on Earth's surface. And the sun is 1,391,000 kilometers in diameter. That's 862,400 miles in diameter. The Earth is 12,742 kilometers, or 7,900 miles in diameter. So the sun is 333,000 times its mass, and of course many, many, many thousands of times, hundreds of thousands of times larger. Now, I just thought I'd pull that up and cover that before I got into this article, because this is the type of serious stuff that's going on. I mean, we need to figure out we don't control everything. Sun's next 11-year cycle could be 50% stronger. Reuters, sun-spawned cosmic storms that can play havoc with earthly power grids and orbiting satellites could be 50% stronger in the next 11-year solar cycle than in the last one, scientists said Monday. And they thought this last cycle was the biggest ever recorded. Well, it was the biggest ever recorded. It'll now be dwarfed, they're saying. Using a new model that takes into account what happens under the sun's surface and data about previous solar cycles, astronomers offered a long-range forecast. And again, they already think the sun's going crazy. For solar activity that could start as soon as the year or as late as 2008. So it would start this year or 08. They offered No specific predictions on solar storms, but the hope to formulate early warnings that will give power companies, satellite operators, and others on and around Earth a few days to prepare. This prediction of an active solar cycle suggests we're potentially looking at more communications disruptions, more satellite failures, possible disruptions of electric grids and blackouts, more dangerous conditions for astronauts, said Richard Benuck of the Upper Atmospheric Research Section at the National Science Foundation. Predicting and understanding space weather will soon be even more vital than ever, Benek said at a telephone news briefing. The prediction, roughly analogous to the early predictions of severe hurricane seasons on Earth, what do you think is causing it? It's the sun. Involves the number of sunspots on the surface of the solar mass phenomenon that have been monitored for more than a century. Twisted magnetic fields, by the way, the field of the Earth's now moving. They've never recorded that yet. Every 11 years or so, the sun goes through an active period with lots of sunspots. This is important since solar storms link to twisted magnetic fields that can hurl out energetic particles tend to occur near sunspots. The sun is in a relatively quiet period now, but is expected to get more active soon, scientists said. However, there is a disagreement as to whether the active period will start within months, late 06 or early 07, or years, with the first signs in late 07, 08. And, of course, they just totally sidestep earthquakes, volcanic activity. They just completely ignore that when all the major studies show that it's directly in relationship to it. I mean, obviously, you got all this energy hitting the rock that is the Earth and heating it up. It's going to cause all sorts of problems, and it does things in the atmosphere. Now, forget the sun. We have volcanoes, and almost every ancient civilization had whole cities covered instantly by ash, by lava, by rock. And we know the volcanoes are getting a lot more active all over the world. Record levels of volcano recorded in the last 300 years of modern circumnavigation and reports of different volcanic activities that they have been marking down longer and recording than they have sun activity. That's just the last 100 years. And they're going crazy. I mean, remember the 9.2 out in the Pacific Rim with the great tsunamis of December of 04 into 05, remember that? I mean, it's going wild right now. They're having earthquakes in New York. They're having earthquakes in the middle of the country. I mean, we are really this is real. This isn't hype. This isn't bird flu hoax. This isn't all the rest of the stuff people are running around pulling their hair out about. You know me, I don't get up here. The show is not about earth changes, okay? This stuff is a cycle you got to pay attention to. But they'll use these normal changes in the sun that affects the earth to have a hysteria. The answer is a global tax on fuel. It'll do nothing to conserve fuel, nothing to get us off energy dependence, which I'm concerned about, nothing to stop these international cartels, nothing. There's a problem. The earth's heating up, so we'll just charge you more. I mean, the Kyoto Protocol, 167 countries have to make zero cuts, and we have to make all the cuts. You think our jobs have already gone overseas? Wait till that happens. Think Pompeii got hit hard. Worse eruptions lurk. Reuters. The preserved footprints and abandoned homes of villagers who fled a giant eruption of Mount Vesuvius 3,800 years ago show the volcano could destroy modern-day Naples while, with little warning, Italian and U.S. researchers reported on Monday. The eruption buried entire villages as far as 15 miles from the volcano, cooking people as they tried to escape and dumping several feet of ash and mud. Yeah, they brought some of the actual encased bodies to the exhibit I saw in Dallas when I was a lad. And there they were, babies, women, husbands, just in frozen in agony with their hands reaching up, trying to crawl, encased in lava and ash. I'm sure it was global warming back then that caused it. And I'm sure it was all those automobiles. And, of course, a major eruption like Vesuvius. They've done studies on Krakatoa and others, Mount St. Helens, which is relatively small, puts out more than all cars have put out in 100 years combined. But, again, don't confuse me with the facts. Let's put algae genetically engineered in the ocean that creates more CO2, and then it starts spreading everywhere and really causing global warming. Let's not worry about something that's really devastating. No, that's not a problem. No, let's not worry about the sun or earthquakes or tectonic shifts or huge gas ejections. Not gas. I try to hurry and fumble over myself. New excavations show far more extensive damage than that found at the more famous site of Pompeii, buried in A.D. 79. It could happen again, affecting metropolitan Naples, where 3 million people live, and officials are not planning properly for it, the researchers write in this week's issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And, of course, that volcano is no longer dormant, is now becoming active, as are hundreds of other volcanic sites around the globe. Austin, did you know Austin has 3 volcanoes around it, and they're dormant? But in the last few years, they've showed some seismic activity brewing. Not saying anything's going to happen, but the point is that stuff's heating up because the sun is heating up. Evidence shows that a sudden en masse evacuation of thousands of people occurred at the beginning of the eruption. Giuseppe Mastronovs, I can't pronounce Italian, I'm sorry, and colleagues at the Institute National of Volcanology, I'm not going to try those next words, everything was there, added Michael Sheridan, a geologist and hazard assessment expert at the University at Buffalo in New York, who worked on the study. They even left animals in cages, it goes on. Okay, enough on that. But we should do an article about real threats. I mean, you think that 9.2 was bad. History's recorded earthquakes much larger, though that's the biggest earthquake ever recorded on the Richter scale. Richter scale is about 100 years old. Okay? And the type of things that have been recorded and described and what the geological record shows is 500-foot chasms forming, whole cities disappearing. I mean, we're talking about things on a Richter scale that are 15, 18. Remember, it doubles exponentially each time. A 10 is double what a 9 is. And a 11 is... It's like they had to now expand the hurricane indices, because now these hurricanes hitting the Gulf and the Caribbean are off the charts. They're bigger than Category 5. They're Category 6. They go 180 miles an hour, and they just say, well, we'll call it a typhoon, because typhoons can go up to 280 miles an hour. Oh, boy. So you think that 9.2 is something? Geologists are saying we can see Richter scale busting events very soon, because the tectonic plates are very squirrely. Yellowstone is sinking and then rising. The whole thing is a giant cone of a volcano, a mega volcano, that literally, bare minimum, if there was an eruption, the four corners, those four states that come together, don't call it the four corners, what do they call that? All I know is I've been there, and a bunch of states are right there in that area, and I've seen the different geological maps. I'm not trying to scare people there, but I mean, we're talking about bye-bye to those states. We're talking about everybody being dead. And, that's mainstream news, so I'm not trying to scare people. The point is that this is not being caused by your automobile. They've done the math. They've done the conversion rates, calculating all the gas burn from industry and cars, and they multiply it towards the yearly rate of gas being expelled, the same gases, out of volcanoes, and it doesn't even register. It isn't even a fraction of it. It doesn't even fit into it. So I'm not here saying global warming isn't real. I'm not saying there isn't a climate crisis. I'm not saying there aren't problems. But what you're, again, the globalist solution is an absolute joke. It's the equivalent of polishing silverware on the deck of the Titanic. Now, the elite are prepared for all this. They've got alternate bases all over the world. They got underground bases. They got underground railways all over the country and all over this hemisphere and in Europe, and the Russians have built them. But that's not for you. You paid for those. But that's for the elite scumbags. I thought you'd want to know that. Let's take a few calls, and I'll get back in the news. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. You disagree, I'm told.
Yes, Alex.
So you go to the head of the line. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks. I just I hear so many times, I don't know what you mean exactly about a new age being dangerous. I understand that, you know, you're mentioning the Aztec calendar, but I just wanted to point out that I find it's a lot easier to persuade people when you're practice calmness, going, like you said, going inside yourself. I didn't understand what you meant by that when you said that people, you know, talk about going inside yourself.
Well, I mean, I oversimplify everything, and I'm not trying to attack you, sir. I said dangerous. I mean, I'm a Christian. Going into these mainstream churches is dangerous. And I think that what you know, we call the New Age, I mean, I know that it's, there's nothing new about it. And in most of the traditions that grow out of the New Age, or that the New Age grows out of, the human sacrifice, enslavement is there. And so it's not bad to, obviously, you know, meditate. By meditate, I don't mean like a yogi, but I mean, you know, analyze yourself, think, calm down. I need to do it. I'm actually a pretty calm person when I'm not on air. Ask people that know me. But by going inside themselves, I mean people that think they're going to change the world by literally meditating, you know, bending spoons, levitating. I mean that type of mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, I'm sure you couldn't do your job if you weren't very calm. When you're not publicly on public, but
none of it's by design. I mean, I'm pretty calm in person. I get hyper when I'm working.
Right, and that's what it takes. That's what it really calls for. If you want to persuade people who actually resonate with calmness and who can be calm, then they can look at the facts a little better. I mean, it's easier to persuade those type of people.
Well, look, I'll say this. I mean, some of the New Age crowd out there, they're concerned about the New World Order. They're concerned about the Earth being poisoned. They're concerned about a lot of real issues. A lot of them, a lot of Christians are tied in with it. But I'm saying it's a great recruiting ground for a large part of the New Age that is a cultic religion. And I think it's very bad, very dangerous. Now, I'm not a preacher. I'm not up here preaching. I just know my experiences dealing with these people, dealing with them in everyday life, being around people that are into this stuff. And their tree doesn't bear very good fruit, brother.
Don't let them be a bad representation of what actually is possible and what your soul is capable of, directing God's energy. And of course, you know about that. But you know, you can learn to do direct God's energy and do so much good, directing energy into other people.
God directing you is what I believe.
And if
I don't know about, I mean, I don't think I'm directing God's energy.
Well, there is you use your free will in order to do that, and I mean, you're giving God all the credit is really what it's all about, in order to perhaps see what the most appropriate action is at the time. I mean, you look at our legal system, and you see the principle of voting. Now, that shows how the group influence how the group behaves is really sacred to me. That's a sacred principle to me, and you know, the jury.
And that's what it is, and that's why the globalists are trying to subvert it. Thanks for the call. We're almost out of time. Okay, I appreciate that, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in San Diego. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I'll try to get to my point really quick. This Mayan calendar thing, it just indicates that we know that there exist long-term cycles. So the problem, reaction, solution is they know these cycles are coming up, and then they blame it on us for using the cars that they sell us gas for. It's really ridiculous.
And then people think it's the moon men causing it when it's a cycle, yeah.
Yeah, all these cults monitor that, you know, just as a side product. But, you know, the Oscars really celebrated homosexuality. That's one of my points.
Point is, why are they always trying to cram it down our throats? I don't even get into people's business. I just want my family and me to be left alone, but it's no, you're going to do this. You're going to talk about it. You're going to give us attention. I don't like anybody that does that, and I'm sick of it.
My second point was, you know, when people hear about camps in the United States and the 911 inside job, they just traditionally go through the four stages of, you know, death and denial, depression, anger, before they can get to acceptance. That's what I hear so much when other callers call in.
That's what's happening with everybody, and everybody I know is just getting to acceptance now. It's just, oh, yes, they did it. Oh, of course they did it. I mean, it's just mainstream. Oh, yes.
And our favorite.
And that's the one thing I'm really proud of. I mean, folks, I mean, I'm proud of that. I'm proud as a testament that I stood firm, that I talked about it first, that I got attacked, and that I was the first to talk about it. I'm proud of that.
Well, you woke me up. It took 4 years, and it was very painful. I remember the first year I couldn't hardly deal with it. It was that traumatic. But my second point is our favorite government program, 24. Have you been following up their two-hour special last night?
No, I read the synopsis occasionally.
Well, quickly, you know, the terrorists have VX gas, and the president sells out his wife's limousine path to the airport with the president of Russia in it so the terrorists can blow it up, or they're going to release 19 canisters of VX nerve gas in America. He sells out his wife. Second part is Jack Bauer gets to torture his ex-boss by, get this, shooting his wife in the leg, just like that one guy said, we're going to torture your kids in front of you. So they proved it right there on 24, that they're going to torture his wife to make the terrorists talk.
Well, see, they're warping the mass mind. They're giving us the mind of Negroponte.
Yeah, that's all I could think of as soon as I saw that. And then yesterday, right here in North County of San Diego, they said there was a shootout with an old veteran in an apartment complex four blocks away from where my kids go to a charter school. So they kept my charter kids' school locked down for 5 hours and made me pick them up 5 hours late.
Oh, the veteran wouldn't hand him in. Did they gun him down?
What's going on this morning? I haven't heard the resolve of it.
No, well, I'm sure that
I did. As soon as I heard it, I went, oh, that's a psyop, total psyop, four blocks away.
Oh, they love surrounding old Korean and Vietnam vets and killing them. It's what real men do.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are carrying the new Citizen Rulebook, Jury Handbook, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, how juries are really supposed to operate, grand juries, how the judge runs his scams, all the U.S. Federal court cases. They're all listed, great quotes, 62 pages long. They're $1 a piece. And we put one free in with every order, every video order, book order. We get every big order. By big order, as you can't call and say, I'm ordering
one of the Citizen Rule books will give me one free, but you know what I mean. And you can get 10 for $10. They're a great gift to give people. They're available at InfoWars.com, as are all my other videos and the books I've written and the books I carry and the other materials we have. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't want to order a hard copy of any of my books or videos, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day with a monthly subscription. If you get a yearly subscription, you get 5.3 months free. Over 5 months free. Almost a half a year free for the rest of March when you go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership. And it's a great activist center. You can download my films, burn them to disc, give them to people. All my best audio interviews from the radio show. Videos like Dylan Avery's Loose Change Second Edition, they're all up there, PrisonPlanet.tv, or order hard copies at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. Ken in Texas, then Jim in New York, two final calls. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Thanks for letting me talk about this.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention, as I said, your earlier caller had talked about how little it takes sometimes to be classified as a sex offender these days. There's a case here in Austin where a young lady was found out while taking care of other legal business that she was listed as a sex offender. And when she went to find out why, it turned out it was because she had an offensive bumper sticker on her car while parked too close to a school. Now the
and by the way, I've seen those bumper stickers. It's part of the restaurant association.
Yeah.
It was the dirtiness of the cop's mind. It's eating out is fun.
Right.
And I mean, going out to eat is fun. But
yeah.
But he turned that into something. And actually, I heard about that case. That was in the news.
Yeah.
I remember that a few months ago. And man, I mean, it just look. Making a $650 payment on your credit card, Homeland Security's watching you. Arresting homeless people. All of your prescriptions being uploaded without a warrant. This is police state, my friend.
Well, and this lady is the epitome of a good citizen, you know, a good contributing citizen.
So, well, they don't care. The government's criminal, sir. They're criminal. It's about getting us in their system.
Well, goodbye to the open society. I need to start wearing my black armband for the downfall of democracy in this country.
We need to stand up to this scum and let them know we're not going to be part of their insanity. But we've got
sir.
A lot of friends in the police force, a lot of friends in the military, a lot of people in government know what's going on. Thanks for the call. But we cannot be buffaloed by these bullies. They're taking the gloves off right now to try to intimidate us because they got a grand finale coming. I mean, the tyranny hadn't even begun, folks. Let's take a final call. Jim in New York, go ahead. You're our tail gunner.
Hello, Alex. What I wanted to ask you is that yesterday, one of the GCNY shows, I heard something about the 101st Airborne being deployed to Iraq, the whole division, not just in increments. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know about that specifically, but there have been massive troop movements. A build-up is happening, not a build-down, in Iraq and in surrounding areas. The Marines are off the shore. Right now, they're from Iran, and there is a major buildup. The DU weapons are being shipped in. There's a major buildup for a strike. Cheney's saying it. Bolton's saying it. They're all gearing up for it.
This would be 20,000 men. That would be a big movement if the whole 101st.
Well, they admit they had a build down to, double speak, build down to 138,000. Now they're back up to 170,000.
Right. Rangel wants to pass that bill, with the draft.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, GCN Radio. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNlive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.